to our service this morning. We begin with the order of morning prayer on page 101 of the prayer book. The Lord be with you. From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense is offered in my name, and a pure offering, for my name is great among the nations, says the Lord. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. On page 134, the psalm appointed for today is the canticle, the Deus Misericordiator.
God be merciful unto us and bless us, and show us the light of his countenance, and be merciful unto us. That thy way may be known on earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, yea, let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations rejoice and be glad, for thou shalt judge the folk righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God, yea, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth bring forth her increase, and God, even our own God, shall give us his blessing. God
reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. When Jesus had come down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and there was a leper who came to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." On page 122, the traditional form of the canticle, Benedictus.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a mighty salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophet, which have been since the world began, that we should be safe from our enemies and from the hands of all that hate us. Perform the mercy promised to our forefathers, and to remember his holy righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
On page 112, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the king.
And grant us government and wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. Almighty God, who caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world through the preaching of your servant, St. Paul, grant that we who celebrate his wonderful conversion may follow him in bearing witness to your truth through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We join in the first and second collect at morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Deliver us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hymn number 460, we sing verses 1, 2a, and 3, for all your saints in glory.
Martyrs, brothers.
Let us pray. Father God, the light of your revelation on the road to Damascus brought Paul the gift of faith in Jesus, your Son. We share that faith, and in that faith, we bring before you our cares and concerns for the world. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, we rejoice in the call to belong to the Church, to believe in the Gospel, and to be united with the successors of your apostles. And so we pray for our individual and communal roles in this diocese. We pray for David, our bishop, on this, the 6th anniversary of his consecration, that he may grow in union with and share the zeal of St. Paul, and lead us by the grace of the Holy Spirit. We pray too for all the clergy serving in the parishes of this diocese, as they serve together and with their parishioners. Help them to become the church that you are calling us all to be, and may your Holy Spirit be powerfully at work amongst us. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful God, we pray for all who, like the Christian Saul pursued, are persecuted for their faith, and for each of us, that we might be faithful even when we are ridiculed or insulted for practicing our religion. We pray for the poor and the oppressed, and those who live in war-torn parts of the world. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, as the sick were brought to Jesus by their loved ones, so we bring to you now all those who are ill at home or in hospital. In particular, Gordon Roberts and Terence Hazley. We pray also for those suffering from leprosy. May they hear your voice and sense your touch. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, earthbound we grieve at the loss of loved ones through death, yet we rejoice in you calling them into the fullness of everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you graciously called St. Paul from being a sinful persecutor to being a follower and faithful witness. Give us your grace so that we may humbly search our hearts for those sins which separate us from you and find comfort in your grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn 512, From You All Skill and Science Flow.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The last Sunday in January is traditionally observed as World Leprosy Day. And we might think of leprosy as a disease of ancient times, which was referred to in Scripture, feared by all, and destroyed many lives. Leprosy is, of course, mentioned many times in the Bible, in both the Old and New Testament. It is described as a scourge, a curse, and a terrible affliction requiring cleansing. And in all three of the synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we read how Jesus cured a man with leprosy. The man begged Jesus to cure him, and Jesus, filled with compassion for the man's plight, healed him. In the Middle Ages, St. Francis of Assisi followed in the footsteps of Jesus. As a young man, a chance encounter with a man with leprosy transformed his life forever. He left his wealthy family and comfortable lifestyle and began a new life of poverty. Francis followed what he felt was God's calling. He rejected money and wealth and preached about returning to God and obedience to the church. In more recent times, many other notable individuals have dedicated their lives to caring for people with leprosy, including the nurse Kate Marsden, who lived from 1859 to 1931, and others. And what about leprosy now? The World Health Organization recently reported that thousands of adults and children were suffering from leprosy last year in 2025. Many were diagnosed with visible disabilities such as blindness, clawed hands, or lost digits, which will affect their lives forever. Moreover, it is readily acknowledged that millions more are undiagnosed, spreading infection within their communities or living with its life-changing effects, including chronic tropical ulcers. Leprosy causes more disability than other infectious diseases. It is also one of the most stigmatized diseases on earth. A leprosy diagnosis is a life sentence for some, often considered a curse from God and the result of sin. Many people with leprosy are thrown out of their homes, communities, or forced to leave their employment, leading to a life of begging. Leprosy is still a legitimate reason to divorce in some countries. It is also a reason that anyone fearing that they may have caught leprosy is too frightened to ask for a diagnosis. Think how often we hear the word leper used in a derogatory fashion. Hundreds of leprosy communities, sometimes referred to as colonies, still exist in remote locations throughout the world, where people ostracized by leprosy live out the rest of their lives. The reality experienced by millions of people today is that leprosy is a disease of modern times, and one that is still destroying lives. So what is leprosy? Leprosy is a disease of the nerves which causes a lack of sensation in peripheral parts of the body, such as the hands and the feet. This lack of sensation leads to unintentional injury, chronic ulcers, and if left untreated, clawing of hands and feet, amputation, and blindness. And we may wonder, is leprosy infectious and how is it spread? There is a widespread fear that leprosy is a highly contagious disease, but in reality, it is difficult to catch, and 95% of us are naturally immune. Doctors and scientists are not sure exactly how leprosy is spread, but it is thought through airborne droplet infection, such as from coughing and sneezing, prolonged and close contact with someone with leprosy shows on the skin as numb patches and is often misdiagnosed as other skin complaints, such as eczema or scabies. Although research is underway, there is no easy-to-use diagnostic test to diagnose leprosy. The only reliable method to diagnose leprosy is a skin biopsy that needs to be analyzed in a laboratory. And in some people, leprosy may incubate for up to, believe it or not, 20 years before showing any visible signs. This long incubation phase means that undiagnosed individuals may be unknowingly spreading leprosy within their communities for a very long time. Unlike some neglected tropical diseases which can be cured by mass drug administration, leprosy is more complex, requiring longer drug treatment, more monitoring, and long-term care. People with leprosy who have been cured of the disease and who are no longer infectious may face considerable resistance from their families or communities and not be allowed to return to their homes. It is no surprise that leprosy is found in some of the poorest countries in the world. Sometimes those with a troubled or war-torn past. India, Brazil, and Indonesia account for 80% of people with leprosy. But Angola, Bangladesh, Comoros, Cote d'Ivoire, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Egypt, Ethiopia, Kiribati, Madagascar, Micronesia, Mozambique, Myanmar, Nepal, Nigeria, the Philippines, Somalia, South Sudan, Sri Lanka, Sudan, and Tanzania are all endemic for leprosy. Leprosy is reported in over 100 out of 195 countries worldwide, and that means over half of all countries in the world today have leprosy. Another tragedy of leprosy is that over 10,000 children are diagnosed with the disease every year. Of this number, some are diagnosed with visible disabilities that even with corrective surgery or assistive devices will affect them for life, even if the stigma does not. Caring for people with leprosy means treatment with MDT, multi-drug therapy, surgery to improve leprosy disabilities, the long-term treatment of leprosy ulcers, and reintegrating people affected by leprosy back into society. Without social services in some countries, The provision of care for the elderly affected by leprosy is critical for their very survival. Some leprosy centres care for people affected by leprosy and their families for their entire lives. Thanks to the generosity of many people, leprosy centres and communities exist throughout the world to care for people living with leprosy. The doctors, nurses, and volunteers who work there often dedicate their entire lives or careers to caring for people with leprosy. So we may wonder, will we ever see an end to leprosy? For us to see an end to leprosy, new strategies have been developed to find and treat everyone with the disease. The so-called active case finding, ACF, requires a complex combination of organization and planning, healthcare skills, data collection, and recording to find people who have leprosy, diagnose and treat them and their families, friends, and neighbors, and monitor their progress and health over time. The good news is that we can find everyone with leprosy, village by village, town by town, city by city, and country by country. We can see an end to leprosy. But we are not there yet, and far too many people are affected by leprosy in the world today. So what can you and I do to see an end to leprosy? Any donation, fund or fundraising is welcome, and that is why the loose collection at today's service and next Sunday's service will be in favour of the work of the leprosy mission. These funds will help rid the world of this terrible disease, and as always, our prayers would transform the lives of people with leprosy. So let us wholeheartedly embrace this call for mercy and inclusion, for peace and dignity, and dismantling systems that exploit the poor and replace them with values that resonate deeply with the work of the leprosy mission. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe as is most justly due, all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion, from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn number 514, We Cannot Measure How You Heal.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God, give you grace to share the inheritance of Paul and all his saints in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Immediately following this service, could I ask the members of the Select Vestry present just to wait behind for a very short meeting. On Wednesday evening, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. On Friday, the lunch club meets at the Pheasant Restaurant at 12:30. Sunday next, the Feast of the Presentation of Christ in the Temple, also St. Bridget's Day, Parish Communion at 10 o'clock here in church, and the Jam Group meet in the hall also at 10 o'clock. The recessional hymn 662, version 2, He Who Would Valiant Be Against All Disaster. Let us bless the Lord.